new phase. I'm Roger Stern, Fox News. Both sides describe Russia's expanded push into eastern Ukraine as a new phase in the war. Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky says Russia has begun its attack on the Donbas region.
Russia's foreign minister confirms that Russia has begun its second major phase targeting the east, the Donbas region. This comes as the Pentagon now confirms Ukrainians will begin training on American-provided howitzers within days. And also a brutal standoff right now in the port city of Mariupol, which has almost been entirely leveled. An unknown number of Ukrainian Marines, believed to be the last pocket of resistance in that city, holed up in a major steel plant with little to no food or resources. Russians reportedly began dropping bunker buster bombs on the troops. Those resilient Ukrainians are proving to be a detriment to Russian troops by consuming their time that could be on the front lines.
Fox's Matt Finn in Lviv. Meanwhile, Ukraine's deputy prime minister says his nation swapped POWs with Russia, Ukraine receiving 60 soldiers and 16 civilians. There's now a patchwork of rules when it comes to wearing masks on public transportation. This after yesterday's ruling by a federal judge ending the CDC's transportation mask mandate.
It gives airports, mass transit systems, and ride-hailing services like Uber and Lyft the option to keep mask rules or get rid of them. Rules for trains and buses vary by city. In New York City, the MTA says it's keeping a mask mandate in place for subways, buses, and commuter rail lines, while Washington, D.C.'s Metro says masks will be optional for customers on its trains as well as employees. As of today, Uber says masks are no longer required for riders and drivers. In New York City, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Finally, a break for New York City police in the weekend stabbing of a Queens woman whose body was left in a duffel bag near her home. Fox's Todd Pyro reports that cops have identified a person of interest.
Arsalia Gall died from stabbing injuries to her neck, confirming her death as a homicide. But the 51-year-old mother of two was stabbed a total of 58 times in this brutal attack. Police say those gruesome details likely mean she knew her killer. The killer also reportedly threatening Gall's husband in a text message saying, quote, "Your wife sent me to jail some years ago when you were living near Austin Street in Forest Hills. I'm back. Don't call the police or I will kill your family."
A retail watchdog claims that some of America's largest stores are using inflation to generate massive profits.
The report from the nonpartisan group Accountable.us says it examined financial statements from the nation's top 10 retailers over the past 2 years and found some of them are taking advantage of inflation to raise prices, overcharge shoppers, and rake in billions in additional profits. But some analysts point to flaws in the report, saying, for instance, it fails to mention retailers need to raise prices because their own costs are rising. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
Georgia's controversial Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene is angry that the Republican Party is not supporting her in a lawsuit brought by people who want to keep her off the November ballot.
I have to protect myself. I have to go to court on Friday and actually be questioned about something I've never been charged with and something I was completely against.
Greene on Tucker Carlson tonight talking about the Capitol Hill riot. Her leading Democratic opponent is raising more money than she is. I'm Roger Stern, and you're listening to Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.